Here's Eddie.
All right. Welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 Van Cleek FM. That was a good song, huh? Guys?
That was a very good song.
I have two new people in the studio right now, and I'll introduce them to you. I have Phil Beauchesne on the microphone.
Hello.
And Aaron Elder.
Am I on the microphone, too?
You are playing the microphone today. I'm going to introduce you guys to this game that we play on the show. So, listen up.
Who wants to win $4?
Is that loud enough for you?
It's a catchy tune.
Who is that voice?
That's my announcer. My Revision Radio announcer.
Bobby Movie Phone.
So basically, it's your chance to win $4, and I have the $4 right here in my hand. That's... But the first round is a quarter.
Excuse me. Are we competing against each other?
No, you're not. You are going to help Phil, Aaron.
Oh.
Because he's got some lifesavers. They're not called lifelines here. They're called lifesavers. And he'll be able to use you as a lifesaver.
I don't anticipate needing to.
Really? You don't think so?
No. I mean, I might just so that he doesn't feel like it was a wasted trip. But
I'm just flavor.
Like I just said, there's lifesavers.
Flavor.
Lifesaver flavors. You could cut your multiple choice down 50-50.
Right.
You can ask for a new question, or you can ask Aaron, and he can help you.
Okay.
And you know what? I'll let you ask Aaron twice, so okay. You have four lifesavers.
I might tell you to do the 50-50, though.
All right. Are you guys ready?
I guess, yeah.
All right. Let's get this thing going here.
I'm kind of worried because like I'm more of a Jeopardy than a Who Wants to Win $4 guy, so... Like
you might answer incorrectly by saying, what is,
well,
before?
Just, instead of having, like, you know, the, I think about what I'm going to say out loud, I just would answer right away, and the show would be over in 30
seconds.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
But I'll try not to do that.
Can I get you closer to the mic there, Phil?
You may.
Here you go. Just maybe bring it in closer, bring your chair in closer.
It's awkward.
Is it?
It's a little awkward.
That's the hot stool you're on.
I'm on the hot stool.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Round one.
You like the little tunes there, Aaron?
I'm dancing in my seat.
This is round one.
I'm shuffling in my stool.
This is the first question, shuffling in your stool?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What was the main event of WWF WrestleMania 2? I'm just going to let you think for a second before I give you the answers to pick from.
I think I know.
A, Hulk Hogan versus Randy the Macho Man Savage. B, Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior. C, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. And D, Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy.
All of those would be a great show.
I'm going to go with C, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
I'm reasonably positive.
Yeah, let me just give you the consequences here. This is the quarter question.
Yeah.
So if you get it wrong, you don't win the quarter, and I kick you out of the studio.
Can I just like try the other questions, or is it just go home?
you can think it over, or you can pick, and that'll be your final decision. That's your last decision. That's what it's called on the show. Last decision.
Right. Right.
So just to let you know.
Well, give me the 50-50.
All right, you computer, take away two answers. Which the computer's me, by the way. I do it.
Boop, boop.
You have question A and D left. Hulk Hogan versus Randy Macho Man Savage. And D, Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy. So the answer that you picked wasn't on there.
Wow. Yeah.
You would have been kicked off.
That would have been unfortunate.
Round one.
Still on round one, by the way. We just needed to start that song again because you're taking so long.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, I thought Macho Man would have been like later ones, and I just never thought King Kong Bundy was the like main event caliber.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was sad. I don't know. Yeah. I know the answer though.
Well, yeah, you know, Quizmaster. I don't want to blow all my lifesavers.
You know you can ask it, but I don't know if Aaron
I don't know. I have a phone.
Jeepers. I don't think you're allowed to. I think that's some form of cheating.
I think if you ask him and he's on his phone, I'll let it go. Only the one time. But if you ask him the second time, he's not allowed using his phone.
I'm going to have to make witty conversation while Aaron
he's actually going to do it. What if I give you like a 10 second?
Who counts though? Like, I mean, I could do the counting and be
in
like,
your head, yeah.
One.
So Savage versus Hogan or Hogan versus King Kong Bundy, who was a massive dude, but he wasn't quite Andre the Giant-esque.
No, he was bigger around than he was up and down.
And he was bald.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember anything else about King Kong Bundy?
Not really. I mean, I can picture him. I was a bigger fan of Bastion Booger.
I think I remember that guy. Didn't he have like a big bulge on the back of his neck?
Yeah, and people would distract him by offering him Twinkies and stuff in the middle of the match.
I'm terrible at using Google.
You were using Google? That's cheating.
Under normal circumstances? Like, are you just... You've given
he just
up?
Give, he just gave up.
Well, you said we had 10 seconds. I mean, that's obviously over by now.
I'm going to go with the Macho Man.
You're going to go with Macho Man. Are you sure? Just the look on your face, it seems like possibly.
I feel like I would remember it if it was Macho Man, so you know what? I love that guy. Oh, yeah. So I guess King Kong Bundy. That is my last
decision.
Answer.
Wow, you went from you went from Andre the Giant to Macho Man. After 50-50, and then to King Kong Bundy.
Well, you picked like the
Are
least
Are we sure it
memorable.
Is an Ultimate Warrior?
Oh, yeah, he was 50-50'd out of it.
Do you guys know wrestling? Because I picked this because I figured you guys knew wrestling.
I do. Okay. But like, who knows number two, you know?
I'm going to tell you that you're correct. You got it. King Kong Bundy.
Totally unassisted.
That was a tough first question for you.
Well, yeah, you know, like, usually the first question in these shows is like, is blue a color?
Yeah, well, this isn't the type of show that you're expecting, I don't think. Here's the putting down 50 cents on the table here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to do another round.
Round two.
You're all warmed up?
I guess. I don't know. I was kind of wishy-washy on that first one.
So you've used... you didn't really use your second life last game because he was useless.
Yeah, like... Maybe I should have picked my own phone a friend.
Okay, here we go. Question number two in round two. Which of these wrestlers is still alive?
We got this.
You got that?
I think I can do this one.
Okay. A, Rikishi. B, Bad News Brown. C, Ravishing Rick Rude. Or D, Lord Alfred Hayes. Do you remember these wrestlers?
Two of four. I don't remember Lord Alfred and who were they again?
They were Rikishi.
I remember him.
He had a big butt.
Yeah.
Bad News Brown.
No, I'm not remembering him.
Ravishing Rick Rude. How can you forget him?
Yeah. He had his face on his butt.
And Lord Alfred Hayes. You remember this guy. Yeah. He was an announcer during the 80s. He was English.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He was old too, huh? In the 80s, so... That might give you a hint.
Sort of narrows it down. I'm going to go with Rikishi is still alive.
Rikishi.
That is my closing statement.
I will give you this. That's your closing statement. I will tell you this. He's the fattest on the list.
Yeah, but he's pretty vibrant.
Yeah. Let me just do this for more suspense.
Oh, man.
You're correct. Rikishi.
Yes.
Aaron, I think you knew that one too, didn't you?
No.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
Wow, he's not doing so good today.
I read an article about wrestlers this morning, so without knowing that this was the topic, I hope it comes in handy.
Round three.
There we go. Very similar to the last question. Which of these wrestlers is dead?
Ooh.
You got this one, you think, Aaron?
I what I know from wrestling is basically what this guy told me.
Okay, here
let's
we go.
Let's hope I remembered something he forgot.
Oh, I forgot to do this. This is the... I have to put the dollar on the table.
I was going
to
say.
You need to win the dollar. So you've made it to the dollar. That's pretty good.
Can we, like, take... Like, say, like, we got the dollar. This is good
You
enough.
Could leave. Yeah, you could leave. And you guys could share the dollar.
Do you want to go?
Let's go. Let's go. Keep on going.
There's no milestone questions, so you could just leave. Or you could listen to this.
I don't know. I'm liking the song.
You liking it? Okay. Which of these wrestlers is dead? A, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. B, Bam Bam Bigelow. C, the Bad Boy, Razor Ramon. Or D, Terry Funk.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Whoa, pretty confident on that. Oh, you're nodding over there, too.
I even knew this.
Died of a drug overdose. Tragically, shortly after he saved a family that was burning and got burns over most of his body. So the drug addiction came when he was dealing with the pain of that heroic act.
Does that have anything to do with the tattoos on his head?
No, but it was kind of funny that he dressed in a suit of flames and had flames tattooed on his head, and it was the pain of burning that led to his fatal
drug
addiction.
I did not know that fact.
It's what we call in movie-making foreshadowing.
Yes. If his life was a movie, he just
What's
nailed
funny
it.
Is, I did read that this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's correct. I will give you this answer. You got it right. Doing pretty good. I don't have like an applause thing. I need to get that. You guys can clap. Woo. Making it to the $2 question. Let me put the $2 on the table.
Oh, man.
No, that's a quarter.
What would you do with $2?
I probably would buy 4 coffees at the brewery.
I'd invest right. it.
Right. Penny
see if this
sucks.
Works.
Round 4.
Made it to round 4. I don't know if you know the theme already. It's wrestling.
Oh.
These computer questions are random, but it seems to know you guys.
Some people call it wrestling.
So you have 2 lifelines, 3 lifelines, 2 errands,
yeah.
and 1 new question.
Right.
Let me tell you that the if you ask for a new question, they're usually really hard.
Oh.
Alrighty, here we go.
So wait, like I get a harder question if I ask for a new one?
Well, it might be easy for you because you did read an article this morning, right?
It's true, I did.
What was the name of the article? How Bam Bam Bigelow died?
It was oddly specific. It was about the toughest real life wrestlers of all time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question number 4, the $2 question. Who won the 1993 WWF Royal Rumble? It was the 6th annual Royal Rumble. 1993, were you 12 years old back then?
Yeah. Something in
you
that
You guys were 12?
We were 12. 1981.
Yeah, me too. I was 12. I remember seeing that. And just let me give you this one hint before I read the answers. This Royal Rumble royally pissed me off. Okay?
I think that's the year that the Luke Bushwacker got the fastest elimination.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was it 4 seconds?
Yeah, he just did his Bushwacker walk in and then got thrown yes. right out. It was the year that Bret Hart won the King of the Ring, the first year they had that, I think.
You know what? It isn't the one that Bushwacker got kicked out, because I just watched the 1992 Royal Rumble.
Right.
And Gorilla Monsoon mentioned that fact. That's why I know it.
Okay.
So it was probably 91 that happened. What was the other fact that you said?
King of the Ring, Bret Hart, I think, was 93.
1993, ready?
Yeah.
Royal Rumble champion. Well, I got to start this up again because we need the suspense here. A, Bret the Hitman Hart. B, Yokozuna. C, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Or D, the Narcissist Lex Luger. Is it coming back to you now?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Bret Hart. And I know Shawn Michaels won a bunch of them, but I think they were later.
Are you using the hint that I said that it really pissed me off?
If I recall correctly, it was Yokozuna, and that led to
I think Aaron was nodding there a little bit.
I just nod, it's my thing.
I believe that led to the famous showdown between Yokozuna and Hulk Hogan, because he got the number one contender or something. Yeah.
Caesar's Palace.
So I'm not 100%
WrestleMania 9,
this.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely. I mean, I rented the VHS.
Your final decision? Your last decision? Your ultimate prerogative?
Yeah, my ultimate prerogative. I'm going to go with Yokozuna. Oh, man. It's still loud. Yeah,
that's correct.
Oh, phew.
Congratulations. This is the cheering noise.
Woo. Sounds like
I'm taking the $2 out, and I'm going to put in... $4.
So this is the golden.
Oh, this is it.
This is the round that you need to win here, because then you win the whole thing.
Wow.
Let's see if this.
Let's ask for another question.
This is the final round.
Oh man, now I'm stressed out.
Final round questions are usually pretty hard, except for last Tuesday when it was really easy.
Yeah, even I knew that one, and I don't know soccer.
I think they just got mixed up weird.
How do you forget a headbutt?
I don't know.
Round four music's pretty classy.
You like this one?
Yeah.
This is round five.
I feel like I should have a cup of tea.
Aaron's been helping you the whole way. How do you feel about the answers he's been giving you?
It's more moral support.
You can do it, Phil.
You know, like Jordan put on a pretty stellar performance in this. It was intimidating to step into his stool. So having Aaron here to help me in the stool is good.
You guys are enjoying yourselves in the hot stool?
Yeah. Yep.
That's good stuff. All right, here we go. The $4 question, the final question. Unless you guys want to do a bonus one because we still have an extra question.
Do you have
that you
money?
Never used? I have 50 cents.
Well, we'll talk. See. We'll
if
see
you're feeling hot in the stool, you'll be able to ask for another one. Oh, Aaron's pulling out some moolah.
Oh, wow. We could do like a...
I'll double it.
Who wants to win $12?
Oh, he's doubling it.
I mean, for the extra question. I'll double it for Phil if he gets the extra question.
Here are the answers in the question. Which of these wrestlers never said they hailed from parts unknown? Never said they hailed from parts unknown. A. Papa Shango. B. The Ultimate Warrior. C. George the Animal Steel. Or D. Doink the Clown. Not from parts unknown.
Wait. What's the question again?
Which of these wrestlers never said they hailed from parts unknown? Do you want me to repeat them? I like saying the names, so maybe I should repeat them.
Is it more than one?
I do love me some doink.
Maybe if I say the wrestler in the answers, you can tell me something you remember about the wrestler. Okay. So Papa Shango, what do you remember about him?
Well, he went on to become Kama, the ultimate something destroyer. So he wasn't actually like a voodoo priest. It was all fake.
It was fake?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know how
I thought he really knew how to make Ultimate Warrior vomit uncontrollably.
Yeah. And cry black stuff and like spit
me and Gene Okerlund
stuff.
Had like black stuff come out of his suit. Remember that?
Yeah, so I mean
that scared me when I was a kid.
Well, I'm not saying it's fake that he was magic. He just wasn't a voodoo practitioner.
Okay.
So it must have been like, you know, witchcraft.
What do you remember about the Ultimate Warrior? He's the second answer on this thing.
You know, I never liked the Ultimate Warrior.
Never?
No.
I think a lot of wrestlers hated him.
Yeah, he didn't
this
get
guy
along.
Told me that Ultimate Warrior died a long time ago, and supposedly he just died, like, recently.
Yeah, he died, like,
well,
a year ago.
I heard there was, like, two of them or something, but... Like, there was... I think there was a fake
like
Ultimate
Paul
Warrior
McCartney.
That died.
He's like the Paul McCartney of wrestling. I like the second Ultimate Warrior way better.
And now that he's done a collaboration with Kanye, he's really gonna ask.
And then we got... So you remember you hated that guy?
What about I just didn't really like him.
George the Animal Steel, what do you remember about him?
Well, obviously eating the turnbuckles.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought of, too.
The only... You know, you remember the bouncy wrestlers that toys that they used to make? That's the only one I still have, is George the Animal Steel.
He's just a big hunk of rubber.
Yeah. Right, he had a blue tongue.
Yeah, he had the red boots, I remember that.
Yeah, he was a high school teacher.
A little hairy, he had a hair on his back.
Even while he was doing wrestling, he would take his days off to teach something at a high school.
He acted, too. He was in the movie Ed Wood. Did you know that?
I think I did.
Yeah. And the last answer, Doink the Clown.
Well, Doink was one of the silliest characters ever in wrestling.
Uh-huh.
My favorite Doink storyline involved... He got into a feud with Jerry the King Lawler. Uh-huh. And so he hired a bunch of midget clowns. They were like Dink, Tink, and Stink.
Small people clowns.
So Jerry the King Lawler hired three royal midgets that also dressed like kings.
Wow, and wrestling was really wacky in the 90s.
Yeah. I feel like they kind of lost some of that. But
totally.
I also believe that he's from Grand Falls.
Really?
I think so. I just don't know if they ever...
You feel like the Doink the Clown specifically said he was from somewhere?
I feel like, yeah.
But this is like, he could have said that later in his career.
Yeah, because it could have been like he started out as from parts unknown. But I mean, like, clowns aren't magical. Like, they come from places, right? You know, you've got... You've got like a beast who just kind of like got herded into a fighting career.
Uh-huh.
The voodoo guy. I mean, presumably he'd be from like Haiti or something,
or New Orleans or something.
Yeah. Where voodoo is something.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior. I don't know, like Valhalla or something.
Does Aaron know the answer? Maybe he can use one of your life. He has no idea either. Has he had any idea the whole game?
No. I don't know. Well, yeah, like I'm not going to get help.
Just a reminder, you do have another question if you'd like.
Yeah.
Is this other question the $4 question?
It'll still be the $4 question. You're just using one of your lifesavers.
If I take the other question, can you tell me if I was right after the fact?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, so I'll take the other question.
And who are you picking for that one?
I was going to pick Doink.
Okay, let's do the new question. Computer, new question. La, 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 la. Got it.
Beep, boop, boop,
okay, boop. I've never done this before, but this question has 8 answers.
What?
Yeah. So you get to pick from A to H. The song keeps ending abruptly when it starts getting like crazy.
I think Jordan ruined it for us. You got an easy one, and now...
Yeah.
This one might be easy. I don't know. You did read the article?
If I know the answer,
you
yeah.
do have Aaron next to you?
Yeah, he's
the wrestling
I'm
trivia
a wealth
champion.
Of information.
Technically, you said he could use his phone once, and he never did that,
I think
right?
He checked his Facebook, and then he put his phone away.
He said he wasn't good at Google and just stopped trying.
Ric Flair never texted me, so that's it. It's done.
It was like you just had to type WrestleMania 2 main event, go.
I did. That's exactly what I did. It started coming up with video games.
Okay, here we go. The extra question. What is not the name of a famous wrestling finishing move?
Oh, I should be good with this one.
Yep. Okay. A, the sharpshooter. B, the perfect plex. C, the camel clutch. D, the $1 million dream. E, the Arabian goggles. F, the Cobra Clutch. G, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Or H, the DDT.
Wow. You know, I mean, you've...
I think I may have given you a hint by laughing at one of them a little bit in my voice.
You may have. But I actually, I believe I could...
name the wrestler?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
gonna,
do it.
I was going to suggest that you try.
Yeah.
Let me just let's bring them out randomly, not in the order there. Okay. So the DDT, who's that?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay. Camel Clutch.
The Iron Sheik.
Yep. $1 million Dream.
$1 million Man.
Ted DiBiase.
Oh.
Hey, Aaron gets in.
The Perfect Plex.
That would be Mr. Perfect.
Sharpshooter.
Obviously Bret Hart.
The Cobra Clutch. Did I already say that one?
No.
Nope.
The Cobra Clutch. Is that Sergeant Slaughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got 2 more here. Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Honky Tonk Man.
Yes. And I got this last one here, the Arabian Goggles. Do you know who did that one?
I believe the answer is Eddie Earwig. Or sorry, Eddie Earwig's computer.
So that's your guess, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Arabian Goggles.
I would have liked to have seen that in the ring, actually.
But I don't even know, like, what would that be, you know?
You
like,
don't know? You never heard of that move?
Like, maybe you throw sand in their eyes?
No, it's something.
Oh.
It is something.
Aaron, try your Google again.
All right, I will give you that one. That's the $4 question. And in fact, you got that right. Congratulations.
I have won $4.
You might want to share it with Aaron. He helped you out a lot in this game.
I am typing in Arabian Goggles.
What's coming up for Arabian Goggles? I'm really interested in. I've never Googled it. I just know what it is.
All right, Urban Dictionary is the first thing that comes up.
Just remember,
it's always a good
you
sign.
Can't say everything on the radio.
A seldom seen maneuver when you put.
All right, we'll come back to that. Thank you, Aaron, and thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Oh wait, you didn't tell me. Was I right with Doink?
No, you were not right with Doink.
Good thing I didn't.
The person that never said that he was from parts unknown was George the Animal Steel. He's from Detroit or something.
Yeah, yeah. Another Michigan boy.
Yeah, I think he was from Detroit. But he definitely had a place where he was from. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
watching me juggle eight balls at one time. I'm no fucking mime. I play practical jokes. This squirting flower that wasn't flower that blew up your nose. It's my special blend of X, Coke, and K. You should be okay.
And now, Harold Hawkesbury with a movie review.
Hello, Appy. Here's Harold Hawkesbury here again with another dazzling film review. This week's delightful film is R.I.P.D., starring the daring duo Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges. A dead detective who was murdered by his damn deceiving demon of a partner is dragged into a world of the deceased police force, given the daunting task of dealing with delinquent deados who would dare defy the authorities of the afterlife, daring to dodge the Day of Judgment. The Deados don't want to remain dead and thus take up dealings with a disgustingly devious criminal mastermind. R.I.P.D. is an action comedy that is definitely worth a watch. Never a dull moment. R.I.P.D. drove me to dash to my feet yelling dippity-dee-da-dum-dee-doo-da. Definitely a desired film to indulge yourself with. Dildo. This is Harold Hawkesbury for Revision Radio.
Cut me some slack, will you?
Cut him some slack, okay?
Can you cut me some slack?
Cut me some slack!
Cut him some slack!
So this is fun.
To know they're here in passing, and that they're never last.
stay. So this is the night. If this is your answer, then love is my cancer. And I must remove before she takes me to. You let me go free. No one to hold me. Well, don't worry about me. I won't worry about you. No, I'll never trust no one again. I thought there's a way. It's time to be different. But it's just a drag. I thought it was fate. It's just a sin. The more that I win, the less that I win. And I'll never trust no one again.
Revision Radio. I'm gonna let you finish, but Sean Cooley has one of the best radio shows of all time on this station.
Welcome back to Revision Radio on 88.7 Bank Leak FM. The skis took off to Florida, so I am sitting here basically alone. So I guess I'm just gonna read the weather for you here, unless my special guest Jackie wants to say anything. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this thing on?
You sound very familiar.
I do? Really?
Yeah.
Because we live together and you hear my voice all the time, or?
Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I sound familiar.
Do you want to talk about some current events or do you want me to read the weather? It's up to you.
Well, we can talk about current events if you like.
Let's do current events.
Current events.
Since I'm super lazy, I didn't look up anything that's happening right now, but you probably did. Right?
I did. I made some notes.
What do you got for me, Jackie?
In celebrity news, Harrison Ford.
I've heard of celebrities.
Well, you are one, so.
Thank you. So this is the stories about the people I hang out with every day.
Yes. Yes. Harrison Ford, in particular.
Good guy?
Yeah.
Haven't heard from him for a couple days now. What's going on with him?
Well, he was in a plane crash.
No.
Yes. I guess he's like a hobbyist or something.
He flies planes?
Yeah. And one crashed and he survived it.
Okay.
And the headline that I read today is that the doctor who saved him is a Harrison Ford fan. Loves Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Two great franchises that he was in.
Yeah. And so the doctor's getting all the headlines for talking about how great Harrison Ford is and how excited he was to find him.
Did the doctor say anything interesting? I like these movies. That's
yeah.
It.
That's pretty much the headline.
Excuse me. So, he's okay. Harrison Ford can make more Star Wars movies.
I don't know about more Star Wars movies, although I do think he is in the new one that they're working on, but he has lived. He's no longer in critical condition, I've heard. But he's still in the hospital, so we'll see.
Okay, so I'm glad he's okay. He was great in The Fugitive.
Yes.
Remember when the train was following him or whatever?
There's that memorable scene where he's in like the water pipe thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is like, oh, you're coming with me, say. And then he goes, not me. And he's like, wow, me, see? I didn't do it. I don't care.
And
then
spoiler,
he jumps. He jumps into the
That's
water.
That's a spoiler. Yeah.
And Harrison Ford's in disbelief. What else you got from the celebrity years or no celebrities? This next thing is about celebrities or no?
No, this is in general news.
Okay.
Ringling Brothers. The circus people.
Love the circus.
Yeah. They say they're not going to have elephants anymore after the year 2018. They're phasing them out.
I'm not going to the circus anymore. I love elephants.
Well, you share an opinion with Donald Trump because he said that he wasn't going there anymore either.
Why?
Well, he says that his theory is that they're taking away the elephants to save money, but they're pretending it's to appease animal rights activists. So he's mad at them for taking away the elephants.
Elephants is a big part of the circus.
I think so too. And what about the ladies in the little costumes on top of the elephants? I mean, we're taking away their jobs too.
Have you ever seen an elephant jump?
No.
I don't think they're the only mammal that can't jump. Did you know that?
I thought also white men couldn't jump.
Oh.
Sorry.
You have your own segment here. Comedy, comedy with Jackie.
Yes, sorry.
That is a mammal, the white man.
So no more elephants. But so the animal rights activists are happy.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
The brother of Donald Trump is a guy that exists. Donald Trump, though, he says things just to piss people off.
Well, yeah, he's a blowhard. That's what he does.
He blows hard.
Yeah.
I like his brother much better, Donald.
Donald
Trump. What else you got for me in the current events?
In international news.
This is good because the skis, I ask him for current events and he's just like, I don't know.
Well, I prepared. I made notes.
Skis is, I'm glad he went to Florida to figure out if it's the size of England. He won't be back for a little while. He can figure that out himself. So what's the next thing?
So international news.
Okay.
An 11-year-old boy in England went to school.
They love 11-year-old boys.
Yeah, they're cute, right? They have their little shorts and knee socks and everything.
Yeah.
So he went to his school had a book fair.
Okay.
And they're supposed to dress as their favorite literary character.
Harry Potter or?
Yeah, Paddington Bear.
Super Fudge.
Super Fudge.
What's your favorite literature character?
Margaret, or from Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Yeah, you could be the lion from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what did the kid pick?
Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
He went as a character from 50 Shades of Grey.
That's not a book for kids.
It's not. So that was controversial, and that's making international headlines.
Did he get suspended? What happened to
him? He got sent home. They sent him home.
To his parents, who are probably responsible for this.
Yeah, yeah. So they just passed the buck on that one. So that's an international headline today.
How does the kid even know? Like, the kid didn't read the book. I doubt the kid
read
the book.
And you know what? The headline didn't really specify which character he was, so it's possible he was just wearing, like, a gray suit or something, like a business suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about the book, but I've seen posters from the movie, and there's a guy that wears a gray business suit, so maybe he just did that.
So he told the teachers, like, I'm from this book.
Right.
The teachers were like, I love gray, the book, but
something,
I don't...
The guy's last name is Gray. I don't know. It's a terrible book I've heard, so I didn't read it.
Oh, so the character in the book, his last name is Gray.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, it's got all these multiple meanings. It's real deep, the title of that book.
Have you read the book 50 Shades of Gilbank?
I have. Now, if we're going to talk about good books, that is an excellent
book. That's the biography of now famous, vaguely killed native, Rod Gilbank.
Yes. Yeah, it's really deep too. It goes like into his early childhood and
gritty.
Yeah,
it goes from like, it's in three stages. It's like when he cut his hair short, mm-hmm. when he cut it into a square, mm-hmm. and then the slick look, which is he's doing that now.
Yeah,
the book just came out.
That's, I know, it's cutting edge. Yeah,
I enjoyed him in the movie Lawless VKH.
He was excellent in that. I heard he was going to be nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
But then there was like some, I don't know, kind of copyright issues, so the movie didn't qualify. But yeah, he should have won. He was a lock.
Who won instead?
Tom Hanks, I think. Which Tom brings Hanks. Me to my next headline, actually.
Oh, wow. What a little segue there.
Yeah. Tom
so
Hanks.
So Gilbank and Tom Hanks, what are we talking about now?
Tom Hanks is in a new music video. Speaking of people starring in videos.
Has he ever been in a music video before?
I don't know. I mean, Christopher Walken did it. Remember that video back in the 90s where he danced?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. He's been in a music video.
Yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal is in an interesting one.
He is? I've known
him. Yeah,
it's
a crazy music video.
Okay. So Tom Hanks is in a new one.
Okay.
He's following in the footsteps of Shia LaBeouf.
Hanks. I loved him in The Burbs.
Yeah. He's in the new Carly Rae Jepsen. She's a Canadian. A little Canadian singer there on the West
Call
Coast.
Call Me Maybe.
That's her.
Okay.
She has a new song called I Really, 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 Really Like You.
No.
Yes.
It's that many reallys.
Yes. I think it's six reallys. I don't know if I said enough reallys. I really, 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 really like you.
That's too many reallys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the video stars Tom Hanks. It also has a cameo by your boy there, Justin Bieber.
If you are listening right now, look up the video. I'm interested in what it's all about.
Yeah. It's you know, it's cute. It's charming. Tom Hanks, he's likable, right? I mean, how can you go wrong? Who doesn't like Tom Hanks? Does anyone not like Tom Hanks? Has there even been a Tom Hanks movie that you didn't like?
I'm trying to think. I didn't see the one where he's an animated conductor of a bus or train or something. I didn't see that one.
Wow. It sounds like it's for kids maybe, so.
Yeah. Is that all you got from
me?
That's it.
That's great. Thank you. Those are my notes.
That's a hell of a lot better than when the skis does the current events. Maybe I should fire that guy.
You're on a firing rampage today. So
I did fire Chuck Baseball today, which felt great because he is useless.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Don't tell me you like Chuck Baseball.
Well, I think everyone has a special spot in their heart for Chuck Baseball.
Why?
Because of his voice, obviously, and his delivery, and his name. Who doesn't like Chuck? The name Chuck Baseball?
I don't... The name's okay, but I don't like... The
you know, he's enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. He cares. He comes back week after week, even though you abuse him.
I don't abuse him.
You fired him today.
That's... He takes advantage of the listener's knowledge of sports. They come to him for sports, and he reads nonsense. It's just nonsense.
Well, yeah. But you still like him, you know?
Do you think I should give him a second chance? Or a third chance? I guess it's a third chance.
Well, yeah, I actually, if I'm being honest, I do think you should give Chuck Baseball another chance. Maybe you should fire the skis and bring back Chuck Baseball.
As my co-host, I would kill myself having to deal with Chuck Baseball.
Oh, we can't have that. Okay, then. So you should keep the skis, but I think you should also give Chuck Baseball a second chance.
Maybe I will. No. All right, thank you so much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to play a song and then come back with the weather.
Friends like these, eh, Mikey?
I'm on the phone. Please shut up.
Revision Radio, news for people who are listening right now.
Welcome back to Revision Radio. I'm in the studio here with Jackie still wrapping up the show soon.
Yep.
I'm going to do the weather for you, listeners, and to Jackie. The weather, we cover the weather like no other channel. So,
whether or not you want to hear it, Here is the weather.
Do a little dance. The Earth started spinning the other way today, which means a lot of things. First, the sun is no longer setting in the west. It is now setting in the east. And vice versa. Winter is not on its way out. It's back in with a vengeance. Old man winter. You feel it?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you said I know.
I'm dreading it. Winter's coming back?
It's coming back. Oh. Old man winter talked to reporters outside of Parliament today, and he had this to say. I'm here to stay, losers. Right when you thought that bitch spring was on her way back, old man mother effing winter comes back at ya. Suck my big long icicle and lick my nasty cold snowballs as I shoot my dirty slush all over your frostbitten face, you scum-sucking, hopeless degenerates.
Wow.
Some harsh words from old man winter. He's a jerk.
Wow. Jack Frost, we hate him.
What a jerk. Like, imagine saying that to the media.
Unbelievable.
What does he mean by all that innuendo-y kind of
it's
stuff?
It's cold. How long?
Like, for the rest of the year. There's no summer. Because obviously summer will be replaced by winter because the Earth has decided to spin the other way for some reason.
The worst. I can't believe it. This has been the longest winter ever, and now it's going to go on forever. So this is terrible.
And it's been a really cold winter.
Yeah. I believe it. He's an evil man, that winter guy.
Old man winter?
Old man winter. He sucks. I don't like him at all. He's got a bad attitude, too.
Was there ever a young man winter? You think?
Maybe. Good question. I'm not really sure how to answer that.
I think he's always been a crotchety old man ever since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Just automatically old.
He sounds like he's been old for a long time and crotchety and grumpy.
What a jerk.
Ugh. I got shivers down my spine when I heard that, which isn't surprising. Really.
It just got colder in here.
Yeah. There's an icicle on the tip of my nose.
I'm going to go into a song now because it's ridiculous. It got ridiculously cold in here all of a sudden.
Where you going? Did you feed the cat?
I'm going out, Ma.
Revision Radio. Is this thing on?
Welcome back to Revision Radio with your host, Eddie Earwig. Only two people left in the studio. People are getting fired. People are getting kicked out. It's just Jackie and I right now. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you still cold?
It's freezing. I'm happy to be filling in for Skis, though.
Skis in Florida?
Yeah.
Said screw you to the weather. He's heading to Florida.
He's going to have a rude awakening when he finds out that it's always warm in Florida.
Yeah, no matter what.
So maybe we made the right choice there.
I want to take this opportunity to thank all my guests and the contributors to the show. Let's see if I can remember them all. Jackie, you?
Yep, that's me.
The totally different person, the female restaurant critic. She was a downer.
What a Debbie Downer she was. She was the worst.
She
put your sponsorship at risk. I can't even believe that. Are you going to have her back or?
She's on a contract. She's not like Chuck Baseball who gets paid per show.
Okay.
So I can't really fire her. So I had the female restaurant. Fabulous Fernando, the Fabulous.
Yeah.
The magician.
He was raging.
He was mad too. I want to thank the guy that barged in here and started yelling at me from Dick's
Larry,
Nacho Hut.
Larry was his name?
He didn't really say his name, so unless you know him, does he look like a Larry?
He sounded like a Larry.
He was pissed that the restaurant critic didn't like his nachos, and he admitted that he spills things into the nachos and he spits into the nachos. So
you know what that proves, though, that your restaurant critic was truthful. You know,
that's why I don't really blame her.
Yeah.
So
she tells the truth. She can't be bought.
Should I thank Chuck Baseball?
Yes. He's a crowd pleaser. Come on. Do it for the people.
I think he's still fired. I'm going to look over. I'm going to re-listen to the recording and see if it made any sense. Check his facts. Thank the Skis for co-hosting with me. I want to thank Aaron and Phil Beauchesne for doing the Who Wants to Win $4. He won $4. I want to let everyone know that he actually took the $4. Which, that's the first
time
that's
happened.
Don't
they always take the $4?
They do take that, but I said, do you want to donate? And he said, no.
Oh, okay.
And he took it. So I've lost a lot of money in this game so far. I should have it so if they lose, they have to pay me the money. Maybe change the rules a little bit. What do you think?
They have to pay you $4 even if they... So they basically, if they just get the first question wrong, they owe you $4.
If they get the first question wrong, they don't owe me anything. But if they get the second question wrong, they owe me a quarter. So it's basically just back and forth.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah, maybe I should rethink it. Yeah, I want to thank Jean Sarazan, the engineer of the show, who let us do the show today. Who else should I thank? Myself for focusing on the news stories.
Yeah.
And getting it
thank
all
you.
Together.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Jackie. All right, so let's figure out what's going on next week on the show.
Coming up next week on Revision Radio.
The Industrial Revolution, to me, is just like a story I know called The Puppy Who Lost His Way. The world was changing, and the puppy was getting bigger. So you see, the puppy was like industry, in that they were both lost in the woods, and nobody... especially the little boy, society, knew where to find them. Except that the puppy was a dog. But the industry, my friends, that was a revolution.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Revision Radio is brought to you by Dick's Nacho Hut, 88.7 Van Cleek FM, and the Review newspaper. The show is written by Eddie Earwig, and engineered by Jean Sarazin. Special thanks to Justin Bromberg, Louise Spruill, and me.
President Roosevelt said in a statement today that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, from the air.
The nation awaits the swearing in at noon Eastern time of our 38th President, Gerald Ford, and the departure from political life of Richard M. Nixon.
Said some pretty nasty things to some Afro-Americans. A lot of trash talk.
The Iraqis are living on what President Bush calls borrowed time. It is no longer whether the war will start, but when.
Steve Irwin, a television personality and environmentalist known as the Crocodile Hunter, was killed during a diving expedition on Monday.
We see it on the TV. It's 1,000 miles away. It happens in a country we don't even know its name. It's at the end of the world, and it doesn't touch us at all. What we see are only pictures. Pictures don't make love. We don't know the people who are living in these towns. We went there in summer, you know, holidays in the south. And now we're going somewhere else. It's better to look away, to close our eyes. It's not here, it's somewhere else. We know it's no business of ours. We're not gonna miss you, no. It's better to look away, to close our eyes. It's not here, it's somewhere else. We know it's no business of ours. We're not gonna miss you, no. Too much war and too much sorrow. Don't wanna hear no more. If we can go there for vacation, it's all I wanna know. We will give some. It's better to